Hello, I'm Abe Beeson with a special School of Jazz studio session with an all-star ensemble from the Mercer Island High School Jazz Band. Under the direction of trombonist David Bentley for years and years, the group has a long tradition of great music education, and their big band has won numerous awards, including at the Bellevue Jazz Festival, Clark College Jazz Festival, and the Newport Jazz Festival. And they've got a gig coming up in May at the Triple Door, sharing the stage with the Boston Jazz Band with special guest trumpeter Marcus Printup. This is the third trip to KNKX for Mercer Island, but of course, the first for this band. In our Seattle studios today, this is Tristan Jay on guitar, Yasha Silberstein piano, Dino Hadjipasic at the bass, Alana Larson drums, Dennis Botilov and Tristan Chan alto saxes, Elliot Yaroslavsky and Max James trumpets, Oliver Lee trombone. Their mentor Jay Thomas is playing saxophone and flugelhorn today. Please welcome the Mercer Island High School Jazz Ensemble.
Thank you.
The Mercer Island All-Star Jazz High School Ensemble with their mentor and guest star, Jay Thomas. Let's hear it for him again. Wonderful band, some great solos, wonderful arrangements. David Bentley, the director of the Mercer Island High School Jazz Band for years now. Tell us about this year's band.
These guys are really a strong group, and these kids and the kids we have back home are talented and are very dedicated to each other and to the music and work hard, and our rehearsals are fantastic, and you hear the results of some really great playing and just tons of growth. It's very exciting.
Yeah. And exciting just today, there's a little bit of news coming out about the band in regards to the Gift of Music project. Could you tell us what that's about?
Yasha is a part of a really cool program, partnering with some other students, and they go out and play in the community and find opportunities for sharing music, both from the jazz perspective and also chamber music and such, and going out and playing in our community, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are familiar with the opportunities available in the big city, in the Jet City. Seattle's got lots of places to go for jam sessions, even all ages. What's the scene like on Mercer Island for playing outside of school?
Yeah, all of these students here, as well as younger students at the middle school and students that aren't in this particular group, get together and play in small groups. A lot of them, we're really, like you mentioned, we're really, really fortunate in Seattle to have artists like Jay and such a vibrant jazz scene. And so these kids are getting out and they're hearing music. A lot of them go up and are involved with Danny Kolke and the group in Jazz Northwest up at Boxes, which is a fantastic gift for all of us. And we do an event or an experience for these kids that's coming up in January, which we call our Jazz Symposium, and we bring in a bunch of artists on every single instrument, and get away for 3 days and really have an immersive experience where kids are really kind of centering on small group playing and improvisation. So that's coming up. We're excited about that in January, and that's definitely a springboard for lots of small group playing as well.
And a big gig in May. Folks can come out to the Triple Door and catch the band along with Bothell High School Jazz Band and Marcus Print up, yeah?
Yeah, really, really excited. We just sort of got the confirmation from Marcus last week, and so we're extremely excited to partner with Bothell and Phil Dean, their director. That's a great band always, and we have a blast. And we've been doing, I think this is the 10th year, actually, that we've been doing that partnership between the two schools, and it's provided just an amazing experience for our kids and really a fun gig. You should get your tickets and come out, because it's not one not to be missed at the Triple Door.
Right on. Thank you so much, David. Yeah. Congratulations on a great band.
Thanks a lot.
And now let's talk to one of David's bandmates in the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, the multi-instrumentalist here on flugelhorn and saxophone, Jay Thomas. Welcome to the show, Jay. Now, as a multi-instrumentalist, I wonder if you recommend playing multiple instruments to young students or if that's a distraction.
I can answer with one word, yes. I recommend it. You can learn things about your primary instrument also from another instrument. And if you get way into it, then they become indistinguishable. I have people ask me all the time, "What did you start on?" And it just depends. It's not for everybody. Some people are just. They want to be total virtuosos on one instrument, and they might spend 6 or 8 hours a day on it for a couple of years. I recommend it. It's a lot of fun, and I think that's the word for it. It's fun to learn stuff, and saxophone is so different than trumpet. In some ways, saxophone is a lot easier, and in some ways, it's very frustrating. You know, I depend on having a good read, you know.
And we've heard some great solos from the students here today, and I wonder if you can talk about the early soloing experience and how, you know, you're part of a band, and then all of a sudden you've got to step out into the spotlight. I wonder if there's a key to improvisation that you could share with a young musician.
Well, It's a combination of things. It's listening to a lot of music, improvised music. It's learning maybe some of the scales and chords and things like that, technical things like that. And it's also just practicing at it, getting together with your peers. That's where I learned a lot, you know. And I asked people all the time, and I remember at the very beginning, I remember a situation one time. My dad was a player, and he had a bunch of friends at this kid rehearsal. The kid rehearsal. We had a kid band that my dad kind of put together. I had one of these solo breaks where it wing ding 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 break, you know, and you have two measures on your own. Oh. I got so garbled up on my solo that there's and I noticed the older guys that were there, friends of my dad's, were laughing. And when you're young, that's you know, wow, I was taking myself rather seriously. Yeah. So that's what I stress now is try to not take ourselves so seriously and what's the key word here? Mostly audible. That's my bar. That's it. So if I say, you know, and sometimes I forget that. The other night I was playing a very good drummer. I was kind of getting gripped because I thought things are a little weird. I looked over at the drummer and he looked at me and he goes, mostly audible. So, you know, we have to keep the fun factor. It's great. Even if I play horribly, nobody dies. It's great. Music is fun, and jazz is really fun.
Amen, brother. Let's talk to some of these young jazz musicians, starting with our pianist, Yasha. We talked to Jay about multi-instrumentalism and playing different instruments. You are one of many multi-instrumentalists in the band. You also deal in multiple genres on oboe, playing classical music. I wonder if you could talk about whether those two worlds cross over at all for you.
Yeah, so on multiple different instruments, I think the skills sort of transfer between them, and I can learn a lot from all the instruments, especially with classical piano. It's really helped with my sort of technique, but jazz has also helped me become more creative and branch out. So, yeah.
Wonderful answer. Well played. And let's move back to our bass player, Dino. A long history of jazz. A lot of people say the heart of the music is with the bass players. And I wonder, as you learn more about jazz, if you've found a favorite bass player that you like, Ray Brown or Charles Mingus. Do you have any favorites?
I don't know if I really have a favorite, but a particular highlight is Jaco Pastorius from the band The Weather Report. He's experimental style and funky sort of jazz kind of interests me. It kind of sparked an interest. I've listened to like Tony Levin, who's slightly more experimental. He worked with the band King Crimson, but you know, some of his roots are jazz, I think. Yeah.
Do you also play electric bass then, Dino?
Yeah.
Right on. Way to go. That's kind of a multi-instrumentalism too. And Jay Thomas.
You're a freshman, right?
Yeah.
Just starting, and he plays fantastic. But he's at the very beginning here.
Now we're going to talk to our recent School of Jazz guest DJ, the woman behind the drums here, Alana Larson. Some great solos today. I wonder if you could talk about the different styles of rhythm and if you have a particular favorite style of rhythm that is great for soloing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really partial to straight ahead swing myself. I think there's a lot of opportunities to do some really interesting things, and also fast. Anything fast is always really fun to play in general. I think Latin also has a lot of great opportunities to maybe branch out of just the drums and maybe get into percussion like congas or something like that. So, yeah, I mean, all the styles are great, though. I maybe wouldn't solo as much over a ballad or something, but fast things for sure.
Right on. Thanks, Alana. And next we're going to talk to one of our saxophone players, Dennis, about the jazz community on Mercer Island. Amongst the rest of the kids who aren't musicians at school, do they hold you on a pedestal, or are they looking at the jazz kids as, well, those are the coolest kids in school, or are you kind of more of a secret?
I mean, in general, the music program at Mercer Island High School is pretty well known, I would say, more than in other high schools. And while the jazz program can oftentimes be like, you know, a bit under the cover, like you see like orchestra, marching band, all that stuff, but the jazz maybe less well known. Over time, I've seen a lot of people kind of coming into jazz concerts, like just random friends who aren't even part of the music program. I see them sitting in the auditorium like, oh, hey, what's up? And also funny thing sometimes, you know, the jazz ensemble is going to be like running a tune and we leave the door open in our rehearsal room and we see some people walk by and they're jamming to it. So I think in general, the jazz program is kind of starting to become much more well-known. So, yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much, Dennis. And over here, Oliver, the trombone player. What's it like having a band director who's a trombone player? That must be a little intimidating, but also really a nice benefit.
Yeah, it's great just having him as a role model. Like, I can see clearly that Mr. Bentley loves the trombone, and I've seen him leave to go on gigs. And it's nice just seeing, like, what a career in music looks like.
And as far as education within the band itself, I know there's a lot of seniors helping freshmen, et cetera. And I wonder if you could talk about that, a little bit of education within the band itself.
Yeah, that just kind of continues on with role modeling. Like, when I was a freshman, there was this senior trombonist that I really looked up to. She was, like, first chair in jazz band, and I just wanted to sound like her. And then I just hoped to do that exact same thing for the younger generation.
Right on. Thanks, Oliver. And now we're going to go back-to-back with a pair of Tristans. Let's begin with saxophonist Tristan Chan. We've talked a little bit about how the band has been successful in jazz competitions. When you're headed off to a jazz competition or festival or something like that, what's the mindset? Do you go in thinking, we got to win this, or is it more, we're going to make some connections with some other musicians?
Yeah, we usually go into competitions as more as like an opportunity for our band to be excellent, and we have this mindset of having fun while playing music, but also playing it really technically well. We're actually doing a recording of essentially Ellington coming up for an audition. So everybody's mic'd up. Everybody has been held accountable for their mistakes, but those mistakes help us make us a better band.
Right on. Thanks, Tristan. And Tristan Jay on the guitar. I know a lot of high school fans high school kids are fans of lots of different styles of music, hip-hop, country, and rock and roll. In fact, the guitar has often been associated more with rock and roll than jazz in the past 50, 60 years. And I wonder if you could talk about affection for other genres and how that affects the way you play jazz.
Yeah, totally. So I don't listen to a whole lot of other guitar music other than jazz, because jazz is certainly the main thing that I focus on. But in terms of like other genres of music, I do listen to classical, as I actually do play classical tuba, which really kind of helps me my guitar playing, as it helps me read. It really helps me like think through kind of what I'm playing and how it like interacts with other instruments and just itself. So yeah.
Right on. Thank you, Tristan. And over here, Max on trumpet. The world of jazz has gone through many changes in more than 100 years of just the recorded music. And a lot of that change goes through, you know, kind of following the popular music of the time. And I wonder if you have a favorite era of jazz.
Yeah, for sure. I think the modern stuff is really cool. Definitely blending like jazz with rap music or hip hop music for sure. But I think the type of jazz that I always end up going back to is like the swing era, like big band and stuff like that. That was kind of the first jazz I was really introduced to a while ago. And so that's really what I keep going back to, my favorite.
Right on, Max. And so we're going to talk to a couple of the seniors about your plans for after school. Elliot on the trumpet. Tell us about your plans for post-high school and what role will jazz and music play in your life?
So I'm definitely going to continue jazz as it's one of my only creative outlets. It's been such a big part of my life. I intend to go to an urban college, hopefully, just because they usually have a bigger jazz scene. And I intend to study maybe economics or political science or something in the pre-law field.
Excellent. Oh, we wish you the best. And Yasha, how about you? Graduating in May, in June, what's the plan for next year?
Yeah, hoping to go to a school on the East Coast, study neuroscience and do a minor in music. I'm really interested in the combination between the two fields. And I definitely want to keep playing jazz and join the jazz bands and go to jam sessions and stuff like that.
Excellent. Thank you, Yasha. And I'm sure as Jay Thomas can tell you, it is not an easy career choice. Please keep this music a part of your life and play as often as you can. It doesn't have to be a career. You can keep playing and keep playing and keep playing. We love it. Thank you so much. Let's hear it one more time for the All-Star Ensemble from Mercer Island High School. I just want to thank this band so much. Tristan Jay on guitar, Yasha Silberstein piano, Dino Hadjerpasich at the bass, Alana Larson drums, Tristan Chan and Dennis Batilov on alto saxophones, Elliot Yaroslavsky and Max Janes on the trumpets with Oliver Lee trombone. Thank you so much to the director of the band, David Bentley, and Jay Thomas, our mentor for the show today. Also, I want to thank our audio engineer, Adam Bird. Thanks so much to Parker Blome for handling the video production today, and our School of Jazz executive producer, Brenda Goldstein-Young. My name's Abe Beeson. Thank you for listening.